Good evening, Mr. McDougall here, December 26, 2023, teaching number 5 of the day. This came from Christmas Eve service number 5. And I'm going to give you some passages to read. I'm not going to read them out for you. So write these down and you go read them on your own. Isaiah chapter 9 verses 2 to 3 and verses 6 to 7. Matthew chapter 1 verse 8 to 24. Luke chapter 2. Verses 1 to 7 and Luke chapter 2, verses 8 to 20. This will be a short teaching. May the hope, peace, and joy of Christ be with you this night. This is a community we serve and we do God's work in the spirit of love. Emmanuel means God with us. God has a habit of breaking into our lives, perhaps turning our lives upside down in wondrous ways. And that's exactly what happened to me. When I retired from professional mixed martial arts about 7 years or more ago, I went into self-isolation by design, where I worked on my real estate business, my internet business, while letting go of my fighter identity and morphing into my new identity. For COVID to come along, seeing there was a 0% chance that I get infected with COVID, a 0% chance I die from COVID, to have my whole family at the time betray me, my whole inner circle imploded, and God has now delivered me and provided me a whole new life with whole new people, and it's been absolutely miraculous. But if you would have told me what I would have had to go through to get to where I am today, to learn the lessons I've learned, there's no way I would have signed up. I wouldn't even believe it. And we are looking forward to the movie that is coming out. I can't tell you when, but we've been working on the movie for the past 2 years, about the last 3 years of my life, and it will be absolutely glorious. We have secured the main actor to will be playing Jesse McDougall, and this will be a play-by-play movie. It will be all truth and nothing but the truth. And I'm so honored to have someone play me because he's perfect. So the Lord will, if you have a high calling on your life, God will meet with Satan and he will say, all right, Satan, you do whatever you want to Mr. McDougall, just don't kill him. And this is wondrous. So when your life turns upside down, you're getting persecuted, understand that delayed blessings are coming to you, but you got to stay in the path. You got to stay in the gap and you got to continue to apply scripture. Jesus calls us on a path that are unplanned, unseen, and unknown. God is calling you into a new way of looking at the world. Sometimes God's voice occurs in moments that take your breath away in beauty, sometimes in tragedy, when we lean into God, but continue to lean into God. God is not a God of confusion. God will and Holy Spirit will guide your steps. Your roads will become straightened the more you lean into God. God hears our cries and feels our pain and offers comfort and wisdom. Expect the unexpected because our lives do not follow in a straight line. God will always be present from when we were born and in life beyond death when we return home to God. Remember that wondrous love that holds you and comforts you and sustains you, inspired you so that God, when God bursts unexpectedly into your life, say, here I am. Let it be with me according to your word. The Lord's Prayer. Join me. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. And this concludes the teaching number 5 of the day. And if you'd like to schedule some time with me, go to oceanahomes.org. I've discounted my price to set up an appointment with my office such that others who may not be able to afford my time at fair market values are able to. So have a great day. God bless you. Take care.